kids coming together to put on a show is an old trope in the theater. Think Judy Garland and Mickey Rooney and Andy Hardy films from back in the 40s. But there's a new twist on it for the past 6 years with CAST. That's an acronym for the Commonwealth Artists Summer Theater, which will soon present a production of Les Miserables. And that's not all. CAST is about to evolve. Here to talk about the show and what's about to change are Jason and Amy Burgess, CAST's co-founders, and Brianna Parson, a veteran of three productions with CAST, who's interning this summer. Welcome to all of you.
Thanks.
Thanks. It's nice to be here.
Let's start with you, Jason. You also head up the theater program for Fort Thomas Independent Schools there at Highlands High School. This program, CAST, reaches far beyond your role there at Highlands. Can you talk a little bit about what CAST has been for 6 years? You involve kids from a lot of schools and give us a little bit of sense of what it's all about.
I always say that I blame my wife, Amy, for me getting into this this summer deal. About 7 years ago, being the director of a theater program, I was going to see my students in shows over the summer, and I'd come back and nitpick and critique. And finally, one day, Amy was like, why don't you do something about it and start your own program? And, you know, there are a decent amount of programs around the area that kind of do their own thing, but I was trying to think more regionally than just Fort Thomas. And so from the first year on, it became a thing of being an educator, seeing the limitations throughout the school year and wanting to take that and being like, okay, let's not have limitations in the summer. And so what we've done over the last 6 years is try and do shows that we know that high schools can't do because of content or because of casting requirements or technical requirements. And what started the first year with around 40 students has exploded to this year, right around 100 students.
Why don't you list for us the shows that you've done over the past couple of years?
We've done The Producers, Parade, The Addams Family, Ragtime, Spamalot, and now this year we're going to do Les Mis.
Those are pretty ambitious shows for high school students to be producing. And it's more than just the talent on stage, right?
Yes, absolutely. I think that's the thing that really sets us apart is our entire, not just our crew, but our design team. Our high school students as well. And so we're trying to teach all aspects of it. Our production stage manager is a high schooler, our student technical director. We have a few adults in place to guide and mentor, but for the most part, it is completely student run.
And what about your musicians?
We try and get high school students involved, and then we try and actually supplement with college students who are still learning their process, and then just try and speckle in a few professionals for the things that are extremely difficult, whether it be the piano part or whatever it might
be. Jason Robert Brown music.
So, Amy, now we know the truth about why this all got started. You co-founded this with Jason, and you served as choreographer for all of these shows. But now you're becoming the executive director of sort of an evolved organization as Commonwealth Artists Summer Theater evolves to something that's slightly renamed the Commonwealth Artists Student Theater. Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about what that symbolizes?
Yeah, this is a process that we didn't know if we'd get here or not. And the last 5 years have sort of been a dip our toe in the water test of, is this something that really needs to exist? And we have come to the determination that we feel like it does. This is a company that can stand on its own. While we definitely appreciate and have enjoyed our partnership with the Fort Thomas Independent Schools, they have been incredibly gracious to us through our last 5 years. This next step in no way really negates that relationship. It's just us taking the next step in order to be able to expand and find more ways in which to grow throughout the year. It's not really possible for us to grow so much during the year because their business is to run a school. And so in order for us to be able to do programming that exists perhaps more year long, we need to exist on our own. So we're hoping that perhaps in a short-term sort of setting that we add in an additional show in the summer so that we'll be doing a play and a musical. And then a little bit further down the road, we hope to add in additional programming that exists during the year, so that students have an opportunity to participate year-round.
And will your venue continue to be at Highlands High School?
Currently, our musical is going to stay at Highlands. It is a fabulous facility. The school does a fantastic job of keeping the latest up-to-date technology available for the kids in order to use and for them to best learn and grow for their futures. However, we hope to look at using outside venues for the play that we would like to do. And so we hope to move that off-site of the Highlands campus to another location.
And the plan would be that if we do year-long programming, the school year programming that would happen at a different location than the high school.
You've also recently become a 501c3, a nonprofit organization.
Yes.
And that gives you greater flexibility for fundraising. I mean, most of your fundraising, I presume, up to now has been ticket revenue.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And this enables you to go after some additional kinds of things. And so you've put a board together for this, too. So you've got some others who are helping you.
Yes, we are very fortunate. We decided in October to start dabbling, and we have found a group of great people that are volunteering their time and energy and efforts to really back us and lift us up and keep pushing us to go forward.
And can help you reach out even more broadly to,
exactly.
to the community.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Bree, I want to ask you, you've been in some of these productions for a couple of years, and now you're studying acting at Wright State University and interning on this production. What specifically are you doing on this show?
My job as intern usually involves doing whatever needs to be done at that exact second. I've done every part of the production. I'm in production meetings. I'm in rehearsals. And it's an incredible learning opportunity. Mm-hmm. I've learned so much over the last 4 weeks, like lighting designs and gobos. And now I know what those are. It's an incredible opportunity that I've been enjoying it thoroughly.
Yeah. Were you a performer in the other productions that you were involved with?
Yes. I was an actor in all three of the shows I did. I started with Addams Family, and then I did Ragtime and Spamalot, which were amazing shows to do because I came from a really small high school. We didn't have a huge theater program, so the shows we could do, while amazing, were limited. And so I was really, really excited to have found cast and found a group of people that come together every summer to make art.
What high school was that?
Scott High School in Kenton County.
I read in your publicity that Les Mis is involving students from 19 area schools.
Yeah.
That's kind of astonishing right there. So let's talk a little bit more about Les Mis. You know, this is based on Victor Hugo's sprawling novel about revolution in 19th century France, and it's a very big show. Did you have to scale it down at all to do this? And tell us a little bit about the production.
We really try not to scale anything down because, you know, one of my monikers that I say all the time to the high school students is I'm not directing a high school production. I'm directing a production that happens to have high schoolers in it. And I think because these students are, you know, 14 to 18 years old, there's this, oh, well, they have a limitation. And to me, it's like, no, they have untapped potential.
And unlimited energy.
Yeah, exactly. And so with this, we're trying not to bare bones it at all. I mean, the school edition that we are doing cuts a few verses and stuff like that, but all the songs that people know are still in the show.
No characters are missing.
No characters are missing. In the recent versions of Les Mis, they've actually cut the turntable. We have brought the turntable back. The barricade will be there. All the things that people know will be there. It's massive.
Bree, working on this, what has particularly impressed you?
I would have to say the turntable. When first we were talking about the production, he mentioned a turntable, and I almost did a double take. I was like, what do you mean a turntable? This massive revolving stage. And it's absolutely incredible. It's something unlike anything really the region has ever seen. This is very special and very powerful. And one of my favorite quotes from Amy has been, people are going to come and they just want you to sing their faces off. And that's what we're going to try to do.
Amy, you're doing choreography for this show.
I am.
And with that turntable, that adds a whole new element, doesn't it?
It does. This is the first show I've ever choreographed with a turntable. I have had to take a lot of care to sort of understand the logistics, not only of the staging and the spacing and sight lines, but also just the mechanics of like, how fast can that thing actually go? And how fast is safe? So
good luck with all of that.
Thank you.
If you'd like to see the results of all this rehearsing and technology, you'll be able to see Les Miserables presented over the next two weekends by Commonwealth Artists Summer Theater, July 21 through 30 at Highlands High School in Fort Thomas, Kentucky. For more information about the show and the organization that's producing it, follow the link that you'll find at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I've been talking with Director Jason Burgess and his team. Best wishes to all of you for your continued success.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for stopping by. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.